help in developing industry here and training the next round of leaders to help lead the economy of our state. His team, especially Jack Lavin, have kept the pressure on all of us to try to articulate a vision for the future of the university, and much of that has been done by Larry Shook, with close working relationships with people like Andy Ross and others in the governor's team, to try to envision how we can be of service at the university to the entire economy of the state. The governor's backed up his vision with concrete support, $60 million for the Blue Waters Project. He never flinched when others might have during a particularly complicated part of that negotiation. $64 million for the Advanced Chemical and Technology Building here, and then a massive allocation which will contribute to the $104 million home of the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering down in Urbana. So we very much appreciate not only your presence today, but the gifts that you have been sending us, and of course the pressure and the leadership that you and your team have shown. So thank you very much. And as a result of that vision, we now have Larry Shook here to help articulate how we will do the things that the governor has asked us to do.
Well, at the risk of holding Larry up for 1 minute, I do want to thank Chris Kennedy for his excellent leadership as chairman, and my very good friend Bob Easter, who I traveled to China with. The University of Illinois, I think, has more alumni in China than just about any other American university. Bob Easter told me the story of President James over 100 years ago, telling then President Teddy Roosevelt that instead of accepting an indemnity from the government of China for something that happened in the Boxer Rebellion, instead that we in the United States, at the behest of the University of Illinois, encouraged the country of China to have scholarships to have their students, Chinese students, study in America. So as a result, the University of Illinois, when President Roosevelt thought that was a good idea and went forward with it, the University of Illinois had more Chinese students than just about any place on earth. We've maintained that kind of close connection to the entire world, and was very grateful the university sent representatives. Chancellor Phyllis Wise joined us when we went to Brazil this past fall, and we plan to go to other places, President Easter, and we want the university to fly its flag, the University of Illinois UC, as well as UIC and UIS. And as Chris mentioned, not too far from here at Roosevelt and Halstead, we are going to invest over $100 million in an advanced chemical building. It's about physics, biology, and chemistry. The baseball field will have to be relocated, but that's going to be a lot of work for people who construct the building, and a lot of physicists, biologists, and chemists will be working there for the very things we're going to hear from Larry about in a moment. But I don't want to forget, Chris, in addition to the ECE building, I believe it is, electrical, computer engineering building down in Champaign, we are also going to be rededicating Lincoln Hall at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, on Lincoln's birthday. This coming February 12th, Robert Todd Lincoln, the son of our late president, was there when it was first dedicated almost about 100 years ago or so. We also want to thank Ron Shea for his very generous donation of $6 million that the state participated in. The university is going to contribute a little money for a veterans education building for disabled veterans. The University of Illinois, after World War II, was a national leader in finding a way for a GI Bill of Rights, soldiers who had been wounded in the war, to get a college education. Things like accessibility for all of us began at the University of Illinois. And when Ron Shea said he was going to put in $6 million, we wanted to match that, both from the university and the state of Illinois. So that building is being built. And we also don't want to forget how important it is to have the Blue Waters Project go forward. We have great leadership. We have a great board. I want to welcome Patrick Fitzgerald to the board, as well as all the members who have served so honorably. It's a lot of work, as you know. It's so important, this work, for our people in the state of Illinois. And without further ado, I'm sure we're going to hear from Larry Shook, who's on our Innovation Council. And Larry, you take it from there.
Thank you, Governor Quinn, Chairman Kennedy, President Easter, and trustees. First, let me thank